Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. And I love talking about exploration and all things nature and God's creation. It's just so much fun. But sometimes I know as a mom, I like to lead the way. I like to kind of dictate how we're going to do things. Like, you know, we're going to take this trail, we're going to do this thing. And then my girls are like, Mom, stop it. How do you balance out showing your kids how to explore nature and creation and allowing them the freedom to just kind of figure it out on their own and explore on their own? Does that make sense? Is that a weird question?
I think it's a great question. And it's actually happened very organically for us because we've been hiking together almost weekly since my oldest was five. Okay. So when they were all little, they had to stay near me because I didn't want them to get lost. I didn't want them to accidentally, you know, step on a rattlesnake. and so they stayed near me and the longer we hiked, the more freedom they were allowed. So after a couple of years, they were allowed to be within sight of me as long as I could see them and they could see me. So they could be farther ahead on the trail or farther behind, but we had to be able to see each other. A little later, they had to be within earshot. So we had a special call that I could call. And if they didn't answer, then they had gone too far. Or if they called back and I didn't answer, then they knew that they needed to stop. And then now, like I have three teenagers, like they go so far on the trail and they hike so fast that often I am, you know, the one that's way in the back and catching up with them. But by the time they had the freedom to be able to do that, they had taken first aid classes. They knew they would know the trail. So if we were going in a place where we had never hiked together before, they didn't just get to take off. We would study the trail together. We would have a meeting point. So it was a gradual step by step, and they earned the privilege of freedom. And now I have to say, like, for them to be able to lead me on hikes is so much fun.
That's awesome.
Because they're the ones that are blazing the trail. And that was my goal all along, but they had to work their way to it.
Yeah. Have you ever had anything happen while hiking or taking any other kind of adventure where you've needed that first aid knowledge that you have?
We haven't actually. We've had plenty of things where, I mean, literally almost stepping on a rattlesnake several times. But they all know how to react. We've had one time when our group, we always have the rule that you always have to have a buddy. Mm-hmm. We really actually prefer kids to be in groups of three if they're separate, mm-hmm. at the smallest amount, where one kid took off on their own and didn't follow the rules and got separated, but we were able to backtrack and find them. But we haven't ever had any major injuries, just, you know, bumps and bruises, several times getting poked by lots of cactuses.
Oh no.
Always bring tweezers on a hike because those are good to you. Those are always going to come in handy.
Yeah.
But it is nice to have, we now have three of our older kids trained in wilderness first aid, which is wonderful because we know that that's going to be helpful just to have that like peace of mind.
Yeah.
Hopefully we never need it, but the peace of mind is great.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.